Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Troubleshooting Out-of-Memory Errors in WebSphere Commerce. Today's presenters are Andre Foltman, Joshua Cootie, and Mark Prabra. Andre is a software engineer at the IBM Toronto Lab, Canada. He is a senior member of the WebSphere Commerce support team and a subject matter expert on performance and stability of WebSphere Commerce sites. Joshua is a software engineer at the IBM Toronto Lab, Canada. He has years of experience in performance and post-crash analysis as part of the WebSphere Commerce support team. Mark is an advisory software engineer at the IBM Toronto Lab, Canada. He is the team lead of the WebSphere Commerce support team and is responsible for providing all aspects of customer support for the WebSphere Commerce family of products. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Andre, Joshua, and Mark.
Thank you, Joseph. So, just get started right on slide 2 and dive into this material. So what do we all think of when we hear out of memory? I'm sure your business is thinking that this is one costly error. It's bringing down my site, it's impossible to debug, and it takes a long time and resources to fix. But you know what? This is not all true. Once you're done with this presentation, hopefully you'll feel comfortable to deal with these problems on your own, to be prepared to save time, to be educated on how to use the free tools available to review and resolve the problems independently. And if you learn how and why these problems manifest themselves, we can hopefully avoid these problems altogether. Let's move to slide 3, which is our agenda for today. So what we're going to cover today is going to be the effects of running out of memory, the files and forensics that you'll get when one of these problems occur. We're going to identify the tools that IBM uses to debug and resolve these types of errors. We'll categorize the basic types of out-of-memory problems and provide common cases where we would see these problems on your WebSphere Commerce site. Next, we'll move on to a case study showing very common out-of-memory scenarios that can occur on a commerce website. And finally, we'll provide some details about how Solaris has some differences compared to the IBM JDK and provide details on our must-gather guides to help you understand what to collect if you run into one of these errors, and close with some hints and tips to be prepared and proactive for out-of-memory errors. Let's begin by moving to slide 4. So now we're going to talk about some of the symptoms and side effects of an out-of-memory, more specifically when you run into heat exhaustion. So as memory is needed by your application, the JVM will run a garbage collection cycle to free up objects from memory which are no longer needed by the system. As you run out of available and free memory, this cleanup cycle becomes more frequent as there are fewer objects that can be freed during each iteration. These cycles can run longer as we are needing to spend more time trying to keep track of the live objects in memory. At bullet 2, we'll see high CPU, since the garbage collection cycles are running so frequently. One may think they're having a high CPU problem, but in reality, they have heap exhaustion and are running out of memory. In addition, at bullet 3, you'll notice that requests to the server are responding very slowly, and the server cannot keep up with the traffic. You may also think that the server is hung. What is really happening here is the garbage collection is running almost 100% of the time. While the garbage collector is running, you will stop all processing on the server, and therefore requests are no longer being processed. So what looks to be like a server is hung is really due to the excessive garbage collection that occurs when running out of memory. And finally, at point 4, you might see that your JVM is crashed or is restarted on its own. What may happen here is that the node agent may no longer be able to communicate to the server, as it is too busy with the garbage collection. In this case, the node agent may mark the server as down and attempt to restart it. Many people may think the JVM is crashed, but it was actually restarted due to heap exhaustion. So as we can see, you may notice high CPU, poor response times or hangs, and JVM restarts in cases where you've run out of memory, which is why it's really important to be able to understand and identify this situation. Let's move on to slide 5. We'll now talk about the files and evidence that's left at the scene of an out-of-memory error. The verbose garbage collection, or verbose CC log, will help us understand how it happened. The heap dump file will tell us what was in memory when it happened, and finally, the Java core can tell us what was running when it happened. Let's move on to slide 6 to look at the verbose CC. The verbose CC is like a plain flight recorder. It's going to tell us about the actions of the garbage collector, such as the size of the objects that failed to be allocated, the amount of the heap allocated after garbage collection, and the amount of heap free after garbage collection, and many, many more things. By looking at this log, it will be able to give us the details about how an out-of-memory occurred. Let's move on to slide 7. The garbage collection log is a plain text file, so you can read it in any text editor, but there's a massive amount of data in this log, and tooling makes it much easier and quicker to review. The IBM Support Assistant has the Garbage Collection and Memory Visualizer tool to open this log file. Slide 8, please. The Java heap dump will tell us what objects are in memory at the time of our out-of-memory error. It's going to provide us details such as the number of objects in memory, the structure of objects and the references these objects have between each other, and many other different things. We can look at this data to determine a pattern, which is a pattern of data which is causing the system to go out of memory. Moving on to slide 9, the Java heap dump for the IBM JDK is a symbolic representation or map of the objects in memory. You need to use tooling to review this file. We'll be using the Memory Analyzer tool, which again is provided in the IBM Support Assistant, to open up this heap dump file. Moving to slide 10, we'll look at the Java core. The Java core provides us details about the process at the time of the out-of-memory problem. A Java core can be generated in many different situations, including the out-of-memory. The Java core provides details such as JVM parameters that the process is running with, the reason for the Java core, in our case it's going to be out-of-memory, Java stacks and threads that are running in the Java process, and many other different things. And what we're going to do with this file is look at it to understand what was running at the time of and potentially causing the out-of-memory error. In slide 11, we will see that the Java core is a plain text file. So again, you can open it with any plain text editor. But we also have tooling in the IBM Support Assistant, such as the IBM Thread and Monitor Dump Analyzer for Java, which we can use to sometimes make reviewing this file easier. Moving on to slide 12, what I'd like to do is introduce the IBM Support Assistant. You know, we've talked about the three files that we're going to need to review to understand the cause of an out-of-memory problem, such as the verbose CC, the heap dump, and the Java core. The tooling that we're using is provided in the IBM Support Assistant. If you've not heard about this tool, the IBM Support Assistant is a free tool provided by IBM to help make problem solving easier. It includes automated data collectors, or some of the must-gather guides, information about different products you have installed from IBM, guided troubleshooters to help you debug some of your problems, as well as, obviously, the tools that we're talking about today to debug different problems, not only out-of-memory problems, that you may have with your IBM product. The tools that we're going to be using today are optional add-ons, which you can install for free. If you have the IBM Support Assistant, you will go through the update facility and find a new tool add-on. Moving on to slide 13, you know, to help you guys understand how to install these tools, underneath the JVM base tools, you should be able to find the three tools that we will be using in this presentation, the IBM Monitoring and Diagnostic Tool for Java Garbage Collection and Memory Visualizer, the Memory Analyzer tool, and the Memory Dump and Analyzer tool for Java. After you've installed the tools, there's one final step that you may need to do, which is to configure the IBM Support Assistant to support larger heap dumps. There is a link in the presentation to a tech note which will explain the additional steps that you may need to perform. Once you have the tools installed, you will get to them in from within the IBM Support Assistant by running the Analyze Problem activity from and then selecting the tool that you're going to need to review the file that you were looking at. Moving on to slide 14, I'll pass the presentation off to Josh to talk about the categorization of out-of-memory problems.
Thanks, Mark. So when you run into an out-of-memory problem, it's typically going to fall under one of these three broad categories. So you'll either be seeing a Java heap exhaustion, a large object allocation problem, or a native memory allocation failure. So we'll go over the details on those next. Moving on to slide 15, looking at the Java heap exhaustion. Now, this is what happens when the JVM is trying to allocate an object because it's out of memory and no more memory can be made available by a garbage collector. So if you want to solve this problem, you need to bring all the pieces together, the files and tools we discussed. We'll be going over that in more detail in the case study. I hope we won't go over it now. Moving on to slide 16. When you have a problem with a large object allocation, this is what you'll see when the out-of-memory happens because you're requesting a very large object and the Java virtual machine cannot accommodate it in the heap. So you can find this by analyzing the verbose GC logs. It's going to show the sizes requested at the time the out-of-memory happens. Or if you use something like the garbage collection and memory visualizer, you can see a large object allocation show up in the graph there. And just looking at the verbose GC logs here, see on this snippet, we have an allocation failure. It's allocating nearly 30 megabytes for a single object, and it's failing there with an out-of-memory. So this is a large object allocation problem. Moving on to slide 17. So probably the biggest mistake we see people make when analyzing a large object allocation problem is that the out-of-memory happens, and they'll open the heap dump up and try to analyze that. Now, this isn't going to do anything useful because when this problem happens, you try to put a very large object on the heap, and it failed to do that. So that object never made it to heap, and therefore it's not even going to show up in the heap dump. What you should do instead is look at the Java core. So when you hit an out-of-memory error, you're going to see what the current thread was running when it hit the out-of-memory, and that's going to show you the thread that tried to allocate the large object. The JVM also has a trace facility. It's called allocation threshold, if you know that already. You can use this to print the Java spec that's causing an allocation above a certain size. So you could configure it to say, show me every allocation the JVM makes that's greater than 10 megabytes, and then you'll see the full thread dump for when that happens, or for that thread. Okay, moving on to slide 18. So here's the third category we'll look at, the native memory allocation failure. And this happens as a result of insufficient native heap. So the memory space we have for Java at the operating system level, it corresponds to two main areas. So we have the Java heap, which is what contains all the Java objects and is maintained by your garbage collector. And then we have the native heap, which is, you know, where we contain the, you know, compiled Git code, any malloc applications by the application JNI code, threads for the Java thread mappings, and native DB2 or MQ libraries. So this is like the type 2 driver that we use for connecting to DB2. It's going to have JDBC threads allocated in the DB2. Is slide 19. So more about native memory allocation failure. So what's important to understand is that we have these two areas competing for the same process space. So if you make the Java heap too large, this can leave too little native memory left. And since in many OSs, the memory map is allocated at startup, the maximum and not the current heap size determines the amount of native memory that's available. So if you see malloc errors in the native standard error log, you're running into a native out-of-memory problem. Now, this makes these ones pretty easy to identify because all you have to do is look in native standard error.log. If you see a message there saying malloc failed, that's always a bad thing, and it does point to a native memory allocation failure. So typically we've seen that if you want to avoid native memory exhaustion, you should just avoid setting your heap higher than 1.5 gigs if you're on AIX or Linux, or 1280 megabytes if you're on Windows. These aren't really exact figures, but this is from our experience. Moving on to slide 20. So here's some common scenarios we see leading to an out-of-memory. Typically, if you have a heap exhaustion, this can be caused by loading categories with a lack of pagination or filtering. So we're saying show all as an example. This is like if you have a category display page and you display, you know, every single product that's in that category all at once. If you have millions of them, that can cause trouble. Have an improperly sized cache, like the in-memory cache is too large. Unbounded search results. You have the schedulers just processing a really large job that's processing a lot of data that needs to keep in memory. Be processing large back-end messages, or you could just have an improperly sized Java heap, so you get a heap exhaustion because your heap is just too small. If you have an out-of-memory due to a large object allocation, you usually see this being caused by things like a third-party catalog integration, returning all products at once, or something like if you're using a web service and you're returning a very large message with a very large result set, that can often result in a very large object being allocated at once. And typically, if you have a native memory error, that's overwhelmingly caused by an improperly sized Java heap, so it usually just means your Java heap is too much. All right, and I'll be moving on to the case study, which Andreas will take you through next on slide 21.
Hello. We are now going to review a case study where we're going to exemplify how to go about diagnosing a potential out-of-memory problem in your site. So you have a production site, and suddenly you see that JVMs are not responding. You're getting high CPU. You notice that it can affect different JVMs at the time, and it's more common during the day. And restarting the server seems to be fixing the problem. Also, at this point, you know that the only thing that changed in the system was a staging propagation that you had done that morning. So if we move to slide number 22, at this point, we are still not sure if you're running into an out-of-memory problem, so we're going to try to identify that. And to do it, we can open the garbage collection log. There is a native standard error that log in the IBM JDK, and you will see an out-of-memory problem, an out-of-memory error. You can also see that you're going to have Java Cortex and heap dump files created, which are typically created in the WebSphere application server profile main directory. If you open the Java core file, you will also see that the reason for the Java core, which is one of the first lines, is that an out of memory was received. So at this point, you can say that the JVMs are misbehaving and the site is crashing, most likely because you're running into an out of memory situation. And if we move to slide 23, please. Now, the important thing is to collect all the relevant data for the out-of-memory problem so you can diagnose it outside the production environment. And the files that you would need to collect are the same files that Mark described earlier today that can be analyzed using the tools or manually. And if you look at the garbage collection log, you will see that it prints the exact location for the heap dump and Java core files. And this is very important because when you get an out of memory, it can happen that one Java core and heap dump are created or that several of them are created. So by looking at the garbage collection log, you're going to be able to match the garbage collection log to the other files. So now you should put aside for analysis the heap dump and Java core that you see in the garbage collection log itself, and all the system logs, such as the system out log and system error log. In the slide, we are saying that to facilitate the analysis, you should back up all these files and move them out of the production server, and also you should typically look for the first Java core and heap dump that are created after you receive an out of memory. The other files could be helpful, but you only need one file to begin with. So if we move to slide 24, now that we have the files, we're going to start with the analysis. And the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to use the garbage collection and memory visualizer tool in ISA to open the garbage collection log. And after you open the garbage collection log, you're going to get a view similar to the one that you have in the slide, where the red line is showing the used memory after garbage collection. And if you see, there's an amber line on top, and that shows the maximum heap size. And by looking at the graph, you're going to see that when it comes to the out-of-memory, you were using around 600 megs of memory, but suddenly you get a really big spike and the memory use goes to 1.3 gigabytes. So this shows that there was a very sudden increase in the memory that was being used by the system. And then you see that maybe for half an hour the memory stays really, really high until the system crashes. Another analysis that you can do at this point, and the tool is also going to allow you to do it, is to look at the requested offset sizes. And this helps because you want to rule out if you're looking at a problem where you're allocating many small offsets, or you have a smaller number of large offsets that are being allocated, and that would fall maybe into the large offset allocation scenario that just described. If we move to slide 26, please. At this point, we know we are running out of memory. We know that the system looks healthy until one point where there's a very sudden increase in the memory that is being used. But we don't know what is allocating that memory and what kind of memory is being allocated or what kind of offsets are being allocated. And in order to answer that, we're going to have to look into the heap dump, which is going to tell us what is contained or what was contained in memory at the time that you received the out of memory. And in order to do it, we're going to be using the memory analyzer tool, MAT, that is inside ISA2. So once you open MAT, you can open the heap dump that you collected before, and it's going to take some time to do the analysis, and it will depend on the size of the heap dump, but you can expect up to 20 minutes. And as soon as the analysis is complete, you're going to be presented with a leaked suspect report. And at this point, you can review that list, that report to see what classes the tool believes that are a potential problem or could be causing you out of memory. But we're going to leave it at that at this time. And if we move to slide 26, here we're explaining why you need to be careful when looking at leaked suspects. And the reason is that the tool knows or is going to consider a leaked suspect when you have an object that contains many references to many offsets, and this is consuming a lot of memory. And this is typically, for this reason, usually the tool would think that DynaCache or any kind of cache is a leaked suspect, when we know that in reality DynaCache always uses a large percentage of the heap, so may not necessarily be the reason why you're getting an out of memory. The problem with the tool is if you have an operation that overall uses a lot of memory, but the offsets that are created are not related to each other, the tool doesn't have visibility into that, and it will not say that you have a leak because the offsets are not related. As I mentioned before, you're going to see most of the time that the tool finds DynaCache to be a leak suspect, but we don't know if that is really going to be the case. So if we move to slide 27, please. Now we're going to use this new tool, and the main view that we're going to be using is the histogram view. And the histogram displays a table that lists all the offsets in memory and the memory that is being used and the amount of memory that is being used by the different offsets. So you're going to have three columns. One is the number of offsets. The second column is the shallow heap, that is the memory consumed by the offset themselves without including the offsets that are referenced by them. And the retained heap is the memory that would be freed if all the offsets for that class were garbage collected. So that's the memory that is being kept alive by the offset. So now we move to slide 28, please. We are typically going to sort by the offsets column because although it's interesting to see what is consuming a lot of memory, we want to start by seeing what offsets are very, very popular in the heap. And if you look at this, at the slide, there's a screenshot, and you're going to see that on top there are some primitive and basic types, such as hash tables, string chars, integer long. I mean, that's pretty common because those offsets are used to compose different and many other types of structures. But if you look and you go down the list, you're also going to be seeing some other types, such as the access bin hash table. You're going to be seeing close to the end of product bin or container managed bin options. And from experience, we know that because commerce uses a lot of EJBs, many of the problems that customers run into in several cases are related to loading too many EJBs in memory. And in this case, the number of product bins seems rather high with 140,000. It's hard to say what would be normal for your size. I mean, in experience, 140,000 is definitely a large number, but by just looking at one number is hard to say, but we know that having too many bins is usually something that you want to look at. Now, if we move to slide 29, please. We can, this tool has a new feature that is extremely powerful, and it allows you to look at outgoing references and incoming references. And this means that you can see what classes are using a particular class or what classes are used by this, are using this class. For example, we know that the container managed bin object is a class that represents an EJ bin memory. So if we list the outgoing references for the container managed bin object, we're going to see what kind of bins we have in memory. And if you look at the screen, you're going to see that you have 140,000 bins for the product bin out of 215,000 EJ bins in memory. So this also shows that there are many product bins in memory compared to the overall number of bins that we can find. If we move to slide 30, please. Using the class references, we can also see what classes are being used by the product bin. For example, if we list the outgoing references for the product bin, we see that it's using integer, string, long, timestamp. And if you remember when we were looking at the histogram before, the histogram had a lot of integer, string, long types at the very top of the list. And although we said that it's common to see them on top, now you have a relationship between a class that we picked because we know that an EJB is typically a problem. Now you start seeing a relationship between the EJB itself to the other more basic types that show up at the top of the list. If we can move to slide number 31, please. Now, we said you open the histogram, you list by number of objects, and we magically know that EJBs are typically the most common cause of problems. But if you don't see an EJB or you see other types and you're not really sure what the problem is, you can always do the opposite way, which is you go to a class on top, and you list the incoming references for the class. For example, we're going to pick the integer again, and we say, okay, we want to know what is using the integer. And by listing the incoming references to integer, we see hash table, and we also see the product bin. So again, you can go either way. You can go from the top to the list and see what offsets are using those offsets, or you can go down below and find what offsets are being used by the offset you're interested in. If we can move to the next slide, number 32, please. Now, we know that product bins are a problem. Again, they wouldn't mention a leaks aspect because when you have EJBs, they could be all across the board. You have EJB cache, you have access bins. So the tool didn't really point the EJB to be a problem, but we know that it's using a lot of memory because it's using memory in many different places. We know that the product bin is a problem, but at this point we don't know how that comes into play or how the product bins are created. So we start looking for clues and we open the Java core. And you can open the Java core either with a text editor or you can use the Java core tool that Mark presented before in ISA. And again, having in memory that we're looking for products, you can see that in the Java core you have one thread that was executing openboxdisplay.jsp that was doing category data bin get products, which resulted in loading products in memory. Now at this point, we cannot say that this stack trace is responsible for the out of memory. We are just saying that there's something that is using products that happened to be running at the time you run out of memory. But it's a good lead. I mean, openboxdisplay.jsp seems to be related to a particular category for openbox items. So we wonder how many products are in that category. Are you limiting the results? Are you offering pagination so all the results are not displayed at once? And with that, we move to slide number 33. Now, a good way to know how many items are in a category is just by querying the database. And you can do this for not only for product bins, but for any, I mean, if you're running into an EJB problem, they're all mapping to database table, so you can do the query analysis on for any bin that you're interested in. So in this case, we can see in the cat GP and rel table how many products are associated to a particular category. And by looking at the database, we know that we have 18,000 products, of which 17,000 were added during the last staging propagation. And now, if you remember, the problem started happening after staging propagation, so looking at the stack log table makes sense, because you want to see what was propagated into production that may have caused, bring about this problem. So now, we know we have a lot of products in the category, so if they were all going to be loaded at once, you know that it can potentially run into the out-of-memory problem that you're seeing. But so then you go to the site, and you see that although there's pagination in the site, there's an option to show all. Now, when they were, before the staging propagation, around 1,000 products in memory, you still had the problem. But then by adding 20,000 products to the category, you made it a lot worse. So in this case, you had a data problem that made a code problem surface, because having a show all option in the categories is usually not a good option, because as it happened in this case, you may have a small category today but a large category tomorrow. And if you're loading all the bins at once, then you're going to see a problem like the one we are describing now. So in this case study, we found that this was the case for the out-of-memory problem. One comment is, if you see 200,000 bins in memory and you're only loading 1,000 bins in a category, you need to remember that your site is being used for many people, by many people at the same time, and people can happen to double-click, especially when the site is slow, so they can potentially end up creating more than one request for the same category. So in this case, you may be loading 20,000 products in the JVM memory by one click, but if you have 5-10 people clicking on the same category, then you're going to see the numbers that you're seeing and you're going to run out of memory. Also, when we were looking at the, going back to the problem description in the beginning, we were saying we restart the JVM and it happens to crash after a random period of time, 2 hours, 3 hours. And this also depends on when people are going after this category. I mean, if you have the problem in a very common place of the site, then it's going to crash more often. But if you have some obscure or maybe a category that is not that common, then the crash is not going to happen so often. And also as a remark, in this case, we were looking also at something that could be initiated from the storefront, because we know that it's happening at random periods of time and it's happening more often during the day. But you could also, as Josh was saying, there are all other common scenarios where maybe a scheduler job could be causing the out of memory, and in that case you would be seeing that the out of memory is happening maybe every 2 hours or something that you could map to some backend. And this concludes the case study, and we're going to move back to Josh again on slide 34.
Thank you, Andres. Okay, so next we'll be looking at challenges in doing problem diagnosis on a Solaris machine. So when you're on Solaris, you'll be using the Sun Hotspot JVM instead of the IBM JVM, which is what we've been looking at so far. Now, the same analysis techniques will apply, but the data is going to look very different. So we'll be going through those differences next. So first thing we'll go through, we'll look at the heap dumps. So on a Sun Hotspot JVM, the heap dump is a literal dump of the in-memory heap and some metadata into a file. So if your heap is 1.5 gigabytes, then your dump is going to be at least 1.5 gigabytes in size. While on the IBM JVM, it's going to be a symbolic representation, so the heap dump file will be much smaller. But the advantage of this approach is that you're dumping everything in the heap, so you can also see the contents of each object in that. For example, if you go into math and you look at some string objects, you can actually read the contents of those strings. Go to slide 35. So thread dumps, in the Hotspot JVM, you can dump all the stacks of all running threads to the same file that your verbose GC log is being written to. So in the IBM JVM, you're going to use Java cores. Now those are a superset of thread dumps. They contain the thread dumps and some other information. On Hotspot, you're just going to be dumping out the thread dumps in to get the equivalent information. Now, on class histograms, this is something unique to the hotspot JVM. So what this is it's a quick and easy way to print a count and the size of all the objects on the heap. So this is similar to when we looked at the histogram inside of Max, and we could see how many of each object was on the heap at that time. The advantage is that this is much quicker and with a lower impact than generating the heap dump, especially on a hotspot JVM where the heap dump can be an extremely large file. If you only generate a class histogram, all you're dumping is the plain text for the list of the objects in memory, which is quite small. It'll only be, you know, a few K in size. So here's an example that we have here, just a simplified example of a class histogram. And if you look in the number of instances column, we can very quickly see from reading this that we have 712,000 catalog entry beams in memory, which, you know, is almost always a bad thing. So if we had an out-of-memory and had a class histogram at this time, we could probably start debugging the issue, assuming that the problem is we have too many catalog entry beams being loaded. Okay, on to slide 36. So we have some must-gathers out there for debugging out-of-memory. The ones you want to look at first are the WebSphere application server must-gathers. So these are the general ones for WAS, not anything commerce-specific. And you can read through these. It'll help you understand how to gather the data and what data is required in order to diagnose an out-of-memory. Now, we have specific documents for each platform and each different problem type you get, namely just if this is a native memory allocation problem or a heap exhaustion problem. So we provide a link for that right here. And even if you're not able to fully self-diagnose the problem, it's good to get all this information together because it'll save you time if you need to get assistance from the support team. Okay, moving on to slide 37. Got some hints and tips here. So be prepared. First thing is know what data you need to collect and be ready to collect it. So you should have the verbose GC log enabled at all times. It's, you know, very low impact. It's negligible, really. And this is very critical information to have if an out-of-memory does occur. Also, make sure when you have verbose GC running that you're rotating the log at a regular interval. It doesn't rotate automatically, and if it becomes really large, it can be, you know, become unmanageable. And make sure you have space on your disk for the files that are generated when an out-of-memory occurs. When you run into this scenario, you might be getting multiple heap dumps and Java cores written, and you know, this can very quickly exhaust the disk space if there's not really much disk available in the logs directory. Now, you can change the default location where those files are created if you want to write them out to a larger disk somewhere. Slide 38. Now, you want to be proactive. You want to design with memory usage in mind. So when you design your site, you want to make sure you account for unbounded conditions. So in other words, set limits. Don't just allow all search results to be displayed or an entire category to be displayed on a page, because it might work in test, but then, you know, a couple years down the road in production, some of those search results or display pages could get unmanageably large. You should understand the impact of any large back-end transactions or messages that you have, so that's avoid getting large object allocations or very large return sets that you process all at once. Understand the relationship your data has with the commands, so know what data is getting loaded by which commands are running it. And also, Andreas touched on this earlier, but think about concurrency. So you might have one command that takes only 20 megabytes of heap, but if you have 10 that are running, that's going to take 200. And, you know, if you have 30, that's going to take 600. And that can and will cause an out-of-memory to your site once it's under enough load. 39. There's a big one here, so make sure that you test your code with real data. So a high percentage of the out-of-memory problems you'll see come after either a code deploy or a data deploy. So the code never failed with an out-of-memory in testing. But once the commands are put into production, they'll fail with an out-of-memory due to the new data that you're running under. But you tested it with a much smaller amount of data, and now you have real data, and it crashes. So it's not always specific to just the code or the data, but it's often a combination of the two. So your code might be bad and you don't notice it until you have enough data, or vice versa. Now to 40, just a summarize here. So a high percentage of out-of-memory problems can be solved using the tips and methods presented. This is based on many years of experience we have working with these issues, and we could say these are, you know, by far the leading causes of out-of-memory. So make sure you're proactive. Look at your code and test to avoid these issues before you put in production. And also be prepared if this happens to your site. So know the data you need to collect and make sure you have the tools already available, because you want to resolve this problem quickly and you want to make sure everything is there so as soon as this happens, you can just start debugging it right away. Now it's slide 41. So we provide some links for you at the end here. This is, you know, you can look at the ISA tools that Mark talked about at the start and configuring the memory analyzer and ISA tools. Probably one I want to point out specifically here is the IBM SDK diagnosis documentation. So we only touched on a very small amount of, you know, function of garbage collection, but there really is a whole lot of details here. So if you want to read about that, best to just look at the official JDK docs. And then just the last bullet there is, you know, how to get the data you need to Solaris, because that's quite different. Okay, now that's the end of our presentation. I'd like to pass things back to Joseph just to summarize again here.
At this point, Melissa, we would like to open the lines for questions.
And ma'am, we do have a question. Question comes from Brent Morris. Your line is open.
Yes. On a percentage of support cases, what would you say is native, running out of native versus running out of a JVM? Is it a 25% native is a boot, or?
So Josh, I'd say maybe 10% tops. It's definitely a minority of them. And typically, we'll also spend a lot more time debugging the heap exhaustion ones versus the native, because native is usually fairly simple. You can tell it's a native right away.
I think we can also add that when we see native problems, typically because the heap is not properly sized.
Yeah. All righty. Thank you.
No problem.
And I'm showing no further questions.
Thank you, Melissa. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.